While many Americans have already pledged their support to a candidate, that's not the case with no values voters, the political demographic who believe in a complete lack of morals and are committed to carrying out unspeakable acts of evil.
The tenor of the political debate right now seems focused on helping people and making positive change, and that's very alienating for people like us.
A new Gallup poll today shows that 71% of no values voters are so far uncommitted to either presidential candidate.
I like that Obama did coke and McCain probably killed some guys in Vietnam, but, you know, for me, it's just not enough.
In a recent poll of no values voters, 54% said death is the issue they'd like presidential candidates to speak more about.
We want to be able to look at a candidate and truly believe they have no soul.
Citizens for a Bleaker America, a leading no values political action group, says no candidate has demonstrated the total lack of moral fiber they want to see in a president.
Unless the candidates start talking about no values issues, like molesting infants, torching the handicapped with flamethrowers, they're not going to win us over.
In response to the poll, John McCain's camp released a press statement this morning promising a McCain presidency would lead the nation into unparalleled darkness and despair, while Barack Obama's website posted this photo of him kicking a child in the face at a campaign rally and a statement from Obama pledging to do far worse if elected.
It's nice, but we don't want just pandering. We want the streets to run red with rivers of blood.
Although there's been talk of running popular no values icon Branford Fisher as a third-party candidate, most are opposed to the idea. And in sports, NASCAR fans are expressing discomfort over Curtis Davis's new Tampax-sponsored car.